Two aliyos of Truma deal with, Shishi deals with the Mizbeach, HaNechoshes, as we call it. Next week we're going to get to the Mizbeach HaZohav, otherwise known as the Mizbeach HaKtores, otherwise known as the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the sixth aliyah deals with the Mizbeach upon which all the Karbanos are offered. I want to make a couple points about the Mizbeach, and then we talk about the Chatzar HaMishkan in the seventh aliyah, and I'll address that as well. So the Rashi quotes from the Gemara that the Mizbeach, where the Karbanos are offered, is l'chaper al ozus meitzach. Ozus meitzach is brazenness. So this is a very important point that's worth, you know, really taking a moment to focus on, which is that, you know, sometimes a person can make a mistake and we understand that the person on some level really doesn't want to do this. Like the Rambam famously says, the reason that sometimes you can apply pressure on somebody to do a mitzvah, like if they should divorce their wife, if that's the appropriate thing, is really, Kofin Osa'achi Yomar Rotsa Ani, the Rambam states in Hilchot Gerushin and Perek Beis, because deep down, then we all want to do the right thing. Right? So sometimes things really work that way, and sometimes people act in a very brazen manner, where people act with terrible chutzpah, and they're not at all ashamed about it. And that's a very important thing. And we live in a society where there's less and less of a sense of shame. The Gemara in Yevamo says that the Jewish people have three indelible marks. They are Rachmanim, number one. Number three, they are Gomlei Chasadim. They are purveyors of active kindness. And the middle one is that they are Baishanim. They're modest people. Gusha means having a sense of, yeah, exactly, a healthy sense of shame. That there are certain things you wouldn't do. So, for example, let's say when it comes to Shabbos, a person who violates Shabbos privately, so he violated Shabbos privately, that's not a good thing. But the Gemara speaks in very harsh terms about a mechalel Shabbos bifarhesia. Somebody who is mechalel Shabbos bifarhesia doesn't mean publicly, it means brazenly. Without any sense of embarrassment, he stops, essentially, he's still technically a Jew, but doesn't count towards a minion, and if he would touch Yayin, it would be considered Yayin Nesach, and he wouldn't be allowed to participate in Erevin in a normal way. Basically, he's outside of the Jewish community, because that's brazenness, it's Azus Meitzach, right? So that's a very important point. That's part of what the Mizbeach is Mechabira. So number two, about the Mizbeach, we know the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Mizbeach Adama Ta'asali, that it should be filled with ground. In this week's Parsha, we have the other part of that story, which is Nivuv Luchos Ta'asoso, that it should be made of boards, hollow boards, built around, and then it's filled in with dirt in the middle. So the Sfarno comments, it's something very important. The Sfarno says, you know, Hashem basically is telling us that look, you know, you want to serve me, you don't always have to be so fancy. You don't always have to have the Cadillac or the Lexus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts somebody, you know, for what they're able to give. And that's especially important in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is a location in general where there's tremendous hiddur, where there's Zahav, and there's Kesef, and there's Nechol Shes. And we're going to read next week about the big day kahuna, which are Techeles, V'argaman, V'talash, and Elechavul, Tifaras. There's a lot of fanciness in the Beis HaMikdash. Zekeli Van Beyu, the same pasuk that teaches us about the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, is exactly the same pasuk that teaches us about building the Anveyu, Ebnalo Beis HaMikdash, that we will build an Aveh for him, a Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash in general is a fancy place. But when you want to bring a karban, it's not an accident that when it comes to the Mizbeach isn't Zahav. It's not the fanciest metal. The Mizbeach is actually not Zahav. It's nechoshes, it's a lower level metal. And it's filled with plain ground. So the Sforno says, because Hashem is saying, if you're going to bring a karban in a spirit of contrition, you don't need fanciness. Just adama, fill it with plain dirt. To remind you that Adam yisodo me'afar v'sofo lafar. We came from the ground and we're going back to the ground. We don't have to be so fancy. And the people that spend their whole lives trying to accumulate fanciness and wealth. You know what happens to them when they die? They go into the same ground that everybody else goes into. You know, right? What do we say? Wait, we say, Al tirah ki asher ish. The pasuk in Tehillim says, a person becomes very wealthy. Ki yirve kavod beso, ki lo vemoso yikach hakol. Right? Because when he dies, he's not taking everything with him. Lo yirein acharav kivodo. He's not taking his fancy car. He's not taking his fancy villa. That's not what we take with us. We take with us the people that we helped, the kindnesses that we did, the Torah that we learned. That's what we invest in for the long term. You think you come to, you know, the Ribono Shel Olam, imagine this absurdity, and, you know, Hashem says, you know, why didn't you help this person out when they really needed you? He says, oh, I was too busy making money. Aren't you impressed with my bank account? What do you think God would say about that?
No.
Liha Kasev, Liha Zav, you think you can impress me with money? I gave you money to help you. Okay. So the Mizbeach, when a person brings a carbon, they have to bring it out of a sense of contrite spirit. That's why it's not gold. It's a lower level metal. It's nechoshes. That's why it's filled in with dirt. A person should be reminded, Adam yisodo me'afar v'sofo la'afar. And the Ramban writes in his famous essay at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra that that's the whole choreography of carbonos anyway. The reason that we offer the carbonos and we offer different parts of the Karbanos as Tibi Mechaper for the different things that we do wrong. Really, we should be the ones that are offered as a Karban. Because what does the Pasuk say? V'samach yado, that we place our hands on the Karban itself. You know, we sort of transfer our weight, v'chol kocho, so we are really the ones, in principle, who should be offered as a Karban. Okay, so that's in terms of the Mizbeach. The chatzar, the courtyard area of the Mishkan, was enclosed by curtains. Okay, but it also has a lot of significance. Klal Yisrael would come up when they would be olo l'regel. So the Mishnah in Masechta Avos says about the chatzar haMishkan, or the mikdash for that matter, that it was a place where the muat machzik es hamiruba. When a relatively small place would be able to hold a great deal of people. And this was considered very, very miraculous. So the question is, in life, you know, how is it possible for a small place to contain a large amount of people? So I wanted to share with you in Mara. Well, right, so there's something miraculous about it, but there's also something of a logical part of this. I actually heard Natanael mentioning this to a friend earlier in this week, and I can say I completely agree with your assessment of this. So the Gemara says that, you know, when you have a married couple, let's say, so they're not getting along, so they could live in the biggest mansion in the world, and you know what? It's not going to be big enough for them, because they don't want to be in the same mansion, they don't want to be in the same town, they don't want to be in the same county, they don't want to be in the same state, they don't want to be in the same country, they don't want to be in the same continent, they don't want to be on the same planet. Probably they don't want to be in the same solar system, and probably they don't want to be in the same universe, okay? But if you have two people who are getting along, and they live in a studio apartment, because that's all they can afford, or the Gemara says they have one little plank of wood, that's going to be enough space for them. You know why it's going to be enough space for them? Because they want to be close to each other. So I think that's part of this story here. When we talk about the mu'at, which is machzik es hamiruba, when you have a small place that's able to hold a large number of people, so the truth of the matter is that that's a reflection of the closeness of the people. Like we say, chaverim kol Yisrael, that the entire Jewish people are actually close with one another. And we talked at the very beginning of Parshas Truma, v'shachanti v'socham, and this is, Hashem is compared to a kala, right? When we talked about the fact that the drapes of the Mishkan go over and they make this double layer, we quoted the Rashi, kekala hatznua, right? So it represents a place where Hashem and the Jewish people get together. So yes, it's true, Levi, you're not wrong, right? That there is an aspect about it which is miraculous, but at the same time, it's actually a reflection of the closeness of the Jewish people and the closeness of Hashem to the Jewish people.